we want to become the largest provider of vehicle storage in the country. And with that comes the most robust set of data of anyone that we'll have in the country when it comes to supply and demand discrepancies and vehicle storage. So right. We believe there's absolutely an opportunity, whether it's us or an outside investment group or some of our current investors that are self-storage owners and operators have expressed interest. You know, they want this data to know, where should I buy my next yard?
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Carmelo Menino is the CEO and co-founder of Stowit. Stowit is a marketplace for vehicle storage. Carmelo's background is in digital marketing and consumer-facing applications, and he started Stowit with two brothers in 2017, and they are growing rapidly. Carmelo, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Great to be here.
Hey, man, the pleasure's mine. Three questions I ask every guest who comes on the show in 90 seconds or less. Where did you start? Where are you now? And how did you get there?
Yep. We started by accident. Personal problem, finding self-storage. We started renting out basements. Turned out to be a terrible idea. And then we pivoted to garages. So right now where we're at is Stowit is an online marketplace where we help individuals with barns, garages, land, driveways, anything that can store an item on wheels. That's RVs, semis, cars, trucks. If it's got wheels, we've probably stored it. Where we're at right now is obviously a marketplace for vehicle storage and looking to expand. We've built a great business in Denver and starting to go beyond. So the next few years is us expanding to more cities around the country with this kind of turnkey business model we've created.
Interesting. So what caused you to think of this business?
So one of the founders was moving, and it was two brothers, myself and Dylan and Devin Eldridge. And Devin was moving and his house closed 3 days before his new house opened. And he had to pay $400 for 3 days of self-storage. And he thought, there's got to be a better way. So he started opening up his basement to buddies and friends that he knew needed self-storage. And then that ended up with us opening up our backyards and driveways to vehicles. And from that, we found that stuff storage was hard to do. It was, if you can imagine, a buddy moves in, you're going to help them. You're not going to make a lot of money, and it's only going to be for a short term. Whereas with a vehicle and RV, it's much longer term. It's a higher dollar value, and it's less hassle for property owners.
What? So you guys have built a platform. You're the Uber of storage,
exactly.
If you will. That is really interesting. And you guys have built this out in Denver?
We've built it out in Denver and a bit beyond too. We touch a few niches like long-term airport parking, semi-storage, where we have a national reach with both of those. That includes 40 locations around the country, most of your major metros and cities. Whereas in Denver, we focus a lot on what we call our peer-to-peer model. So that's individuals like yourself or myself renting out garages, driveways, barns, farmland. Is one of our big ones. You know, we're really a suburban business. People in the city that have the extra cars or have the RV, we help them go to find the spot in the suburbs to store their RV.
Right. No, I think that's absolutely brilliant. What has been some of your challenges getting this scaled or even getting people to know about it?
We're really building two businesses at once because we've got to get the property owners on board and establish trust with that community. And then we've got to get the renters on board as well. And, you know, we've built great technology and we've custom built everything ourselves to be a really good matchmaker in terms of finding what you need. Well, we're always looking for more on both sides, more properties and more renters. You know, if you live, let's say you live in Memphis, you don't want to go 45 minutes to store your RV. You want something pretty close to you. So we're always looking for more properties. So really the challenge is just growing both sides of the market. It's really a chicken and egg problem. And we encounter that every time we go into a new market. So for example, we're expanding to Atlanta right now, and we've got some property owners, and now we've got to build up the demand. And then once we fill those, we'll have to build up more property owners and more demand. Eventually, we get to a spot like where we're at in Denver, where it kind of becomes a flywheel and starts running itself a little bit, where, you know, we've got great SEO, we've got enough property owners to where we almost always have vacancies, and we've got enough renters that are repeat renters looking to always rent with us in the Denver area.
What's the greatest opportunity that you see? Because I'm certain that as you touch all of these different things from, you know, regular just vehicle storage or boat storage or RV storage to, you know, industrial to shipping. I mean, you see, you're touching all of it. What's the greatest opportunity right now in the commercial sector?
Right now, it's the semi storage. It's the 75-foot truck and trailer. You know, they go by big rig, tractor trailer, semi truck, trailer. that's a huge missing piece in terms of the supply. There's just not enough supply for these guys. There's 1.5 million drivers on the road on any given night, 500,000 places for them to park. And that's why you see them on the side of highways whenever you travel. They're at all the rest stops on all the highways, because there just isn't, the inventory wasn't built. You have these national large REITs that want to provide the highest return on investment. And kudos to them. That's what they should be doing. But they're going to build 5x5s and 5x10s. They're not building 75x15, which is what a semi truck and trailer needs. So that's a huge opportunity right now. We're working with multiple funds right now that are looking to get involved in the semi storage industry.
Yeah, that sounds, I mean, easily adaptable in the sense that you buy, I mean, correct me here because I don't own any of this. Obviously, I have a background at one point in the parking business, but I mean, you've got a fence, you've got a yard, security cameras, and then marked off spaces, controlled access. Is there anything I'm missing there?
Maybe a person to move them in every once in a while. But once they do that, they're fantastic renters. What it is, it's called over the road drivers. And these are individuals, 90% of this industry is I own one truck and one trailer, and that's how they make their livelihood. So once you move them in, you know, what we find is they're on a shift, they're on a schedule. So they'll be there Thursday through Saturday, and then they'll be on the road Sunday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it's a very consistent month after month. But you're right, it's a really low development cost, especially if you can buy heavy industrial, or even some cities and counties, light industrial allow it as well. If you can find that land, if you can put down the gravel, put up a automated fence, some security cameras, mark the spots, you know, you're in business.
That is really, really interesting. You know, I mean, shoot, at this day and age, like a lot of truckers are now becoming accredited investors. I mean, yeah, that's the thing as well, is that you have people that are making really good money driving a truck right now and that are able to obviously pay good rent. What happens in economic downturn? How does this business get affected?
As we saw in COVID, actually, you know, when we hit a little bit of a downturn there, it actually, more people went to the trucking industry. They were able to hire some drivers, but you know, 90% of things that we own is on a semi truck at any given point in time. So even if that number goes down, there's still a huge shortage. If consumerism slows down by a bit, there's still a shortage of semi drivers. There's a drastic need right now for more drivers. So I don't think that industry slows down at all. I think what we've also seen, a huge opportunity on the not so commercial side, is you look at companies like Winnebago and Mastercraft Boats. They've got billions and billions of dollars of backlogged inventory. You know, you can't buy a brand new RV until 2024 right now if you're getting it custom built.
Right.
So what we've seen is an economic downturn, people are still buying these toys. You know, they're not buying so much stuff, they're buying bigger items. And that's these vehicles, the semi drivers, so that's their career and that's their job. So, right, you know, if anything, they're going to try and expand and try and grow. You got to think of these as like a business to business relationship, even though it's one person and one truck. It's a bit different than storing your RV. That's their livelihood.
When you guys go to a new city, in this case, it's Atlanta for you, right? How do you even approach penetrating that market?
It's a lot of sales. My theory on business is almost everything is sales. You're always selling. But you know, we've got to get the property owners first and foremost. And that's how we think about it. We've got to have the inventory there to where when we attract the demand, they've got multiple options to store. You know, the big advantage of Stow It in our marketplace over traditional storage is that we can offer the customers a wider variety of spaces. If you want a one car private garage, we want to have that. If you want to share five spots in a barn, we want to have that. Traditional storage, we work with the traditional industry as well. We don't run from them. We try to integrate them onto our platform. So the first part we think about is let's get supply in a market. We call it supply and demand for us, or renters and hosts. We want to get our property owners there, start forming relationships with them. And then we worry about finding the demand and filling those spots.
Tell me that process. There's got to be a sales process, or, you know, how do you guys attract both sets? I guess both of them are customers. So how do you attract them?
Yeah, a lot of inbound marketing on our property owner side. You know, we write a lot about how do you safely rent out your garage or barn. We've got contracts you can find on stowit.com. We've got how should you price your space on stowit.com. You know, a lot of great helpful tools most of the individuals we work with were not using their land or their barn or their garage for storage before us. So they're entering a new, really a new business, right? It's a new income form for them. And a lot of our hosts, you know, pay their mortgage every month with us. So it can be serious income and they need a company there to help them. So we want to be a resource first and foremost for our property owners, providing great support. But it is reaching out to a lot of these, what we call the informal market. You know, Craigslist has a parking and storage section, Facebook Marketplace. We will call warehouses that we know have, you know, additional storage and can make additional revenue. But once you try it and you start making additional revenue, you realize it's not a lot of effort. It's very low risk. And the more renters you can get, the more income you can make. So you're just limited by the size of your property. So yeah, lots of sales calls to kind of kickstart a market. Eventually, you start getting more referrals in a market. People start researching you, seeing you on Google. And then for the demand side, we use virtual assistants that post on Craigslist, that post on Facebook on a daily basis. We use Google ads. We use SEO. We write blogs. We handle all the marketing. We like to say we handle all the headache for our property owners. You know, if you're going to buy a piece of land, all you have to do is move them in and assign them their spot. So, you know, if you've got marked spots, you don't even have to be there. But you don't, you know, if you've got a day job, you don't want to hassle with the marketing, the payment collections, the evictions. You know, these are all things that Stowit handles for you. So they're just on autopilot in the background.
What is the take for you guys? Is it on a per, you just have a flat, hey, this is what we always charge? Or is it on a per deal basis? How does that work?
More of a flat, consistent right. So whatever your list price is, so if you list a garage for $100, we're going to take 10% per month from you, and we're going to upcharge the renter about 10%. So each side of the platform pays a fee to us so that, you know, we're not just raking our property owners over the coals, taking 25, 30% from them each month. We're taking 10%, and then we're upcharging the renter on that same side as well.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. You guys have to make money along the way. What's the projection for you guys? What's the next step in your business?
Yeah, we want a 10X within the next 2 years. So we're at a pretty critical stage right now where we've built a very turnkey business model in the Colorado area. We've got some niches in our business that are beyond Colorado that we've proven out. We want to take our peer model that we've built to a, you know, $1 million+ business in Colorado and build it out to 15 more markets around the country over the next 2 years. You know, we think that this works in about 40 markets around the country. And it's not your major, it's not LA, it's not Chicago, it's not New York. It's more of an Omaha business, as we say, Nashville. You know, these areas where they get rural really quickly outside of a city center, they're growing markets. That's where our business will thrive. And that's where we want to expand it to.
Got it. Man, that's absolutely awesome. I love the idea. How have you guys funded 2017 until now? That's 5 years of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into building a platform that's just now about to take off. How have you done that?
You know, initially we did have other part-time jobs and we're doing some contracting work and other things. All of our backgrounds is in technology and consulting, or, you know, mine was in mobile app consulting. My co-founder was in development consulting, and angels have been a huge part of our business. And where we've gotten the money has really been a testament to the product we've built, because 80% of our funding has come from users of our product. Wow. So these are individuals like yourself that are somehow involved in real estate typically, but not in self-storage. And they might have a barn or garage. They start using Stowit. They start making money and they say, hey, you know, this is not exactly my wheelhouse, but I understand real estate. I understand what you're doing. I want to invest in Stowit. You know, we take a guy like, I won't give you his last name, but his name is Mark, and he's in Castle Rock. He's been a real estate developer for 30 years. And he has a huge barn. Well, he makes about $2,500 a month with us. So he's just rolled a year back into Stowit, did a $25,000 investment because he said, hey, I'm going to make $30,000 with you all that I would not have made otherwise.
Right. That's absolutely awesome. And you guys are in, I don't know if you can talk about this or not. And if you can't, you can cut it. But you guys are in the middle of a funding round for your next kind of iteration of the business. Is that right?
We are. Yeah. This is going to be our true seed round. It's our first kind of large capital raise. You know, most of our funding to date has been, you know, angels, smaller checks. Right now, we're looking to raise $2.5 million at a $7.5 million pre-money valuation. And that really funds us for the next 24 months. It gets us into those 15 markets. We believe it takes us from, you know, $1.5, $2 million business to around a $20 million business. So we think it can provide a great return. Like I said, it's a pretty easy, simple business to understand, right? The hard part's getting the hosts and getting the renters, but the demand is out there. Self-storage has a supply problem, especially when it comes to vehicles. And we have this huge advantage in that we don't have to purchase and develop real estate to gain supply in a city.
Right. I mean, again, going back to the Uber of storage, that's your value play, is that you don't have to build all of it. You just need to connect the two parties and then facilitate the transaction.
And exactly. We don't own any real estate, but we make almost 20% on all the real estate we work with.
Right. Which is fantastic. I love the model. What are you guys doing? Because I'm certain that as you get further and further into this business, people are going to start coming to you with assets to sell. They're going to start coming to you with stuff that said, hey, you know anybody that wants this? What are you guys doing with that data right now?
Right now, we believe that could be a phase two of our business. We want to become the largest provider of vehicle storage in the country. And with that comes the most robust set of data of anyone that we'll have in the country when it comes to supply and demand discrepancies and vehicle storage. So right. We believe there's absolutely an opportunity, whether it's us or an outside investment group or some of our current investors that are self-storage owners and operators have expressed interest. You know, they want this data to know, where should I buy my next yard? You know, we look at a market like Minneapolis, and it's a pretty frugal market when it comes to vehicle storage. But semi-storage, it's one of the most expensive markets in the country. And that's data that a traditional storage company would not be able to get because they are not involved in that aspect of storage.
Right.
So examples like that are really big. We believe that there is an opportunity out there to buy and own part of our own yards, build a more robust management software. And really, we still want to help individuals, but we see an opportunity out there, especially in the commercial industry, for us to eventually get involved in yards.
Right. Man, I love it. Carmelo, congrats to you guys and the product you've built so far. Best of luck to you in the next phase of your business and journey. And I think it's really intriguing just like you talked about, how you get to connect all the different pieces, and maybe someday you'll have more of an active part on the acquisition or, you know, partnering side of the physical real estate. But in this, you know, what you guys are doing right now, you don't have to own it and you still get the profit along the way. So that's pretty cool. And I think it's also pretty cool just to hear what you guys see happening on the real estate side of things. So loads of fun. Thanks for coming on today. If our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about you, what is the best way to do that?
Yeah, I am easy to contact. My direct email is Carmelo, Carmelo at stowit.com. You can email info@stowit.com. Those are two great ways. You can sign up whether you're looking to rent a spot. If you've got an RV and you're listening and you need space, hopefully we've got it in the city you're looking for. Or if you're a property owner, we're always looking for more property owners around the country. We work with large firms. We work with everybody from what we call, you know, grandma with a one-car garage to companies doing billions of dollars in the parking industry. So anywhere in between that, we can work with you if you have real estate. So we're always looking for more opportunities and ways to expand. So email me at Carmelo@stowit.com. We get the conversation started.
Awesome. Carmelo, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.